This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Welcome to a bumper edition. The live audience have gone nuts here at the moment.
So we want to start the night, actually.
Calm down, everybody down, quiet down. Thank you. Live audience going nuts after Stand Up Straight. You are listening to a Radiothon edition of Family Matters. Beck's out there getting a photo shoot with Angie Green and Hawthorn Premiership player Matthew Spanger.
Because we've brought all the celebrities in tonight, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And Gina, our very lovely producer, and myself, David. I'm excited. I really am.
I'm super excited because we've got a guest that has travelled a really, really far place.
Basically, there's no difference between Venus and where he's come from.
I don't know if he'd think that. But later on tonight, we are super excited. We've got Martin, who's travelled all the way from the La Trobe Valley. Yes, the La Trobe Valley.
No.
Not La Trobe University, but the La Trobe Valley. We had to correct our program director on that. To share his story about fostering kids with his partner, Jason. And it's an amazing story. And it's going to inspire you to realise why we need Joy, why we still need Joy, because we need to be hearing stories like Martin's. They're amazing.
Yes, exactly.
We have so many amazing people in the community.
I've actually arrived to the studio today feeling jaded and a bit tired after a long week. Speaking to our lovely guests beforehand, they've perked me back up again. And it's these messages that on Joy, and they're right across the spectrum of the whole radio station. There's always plenty of stories from all corners of our lovely rainbow community. And this story is one of the best.
Oh, it pulled my heartstrings. And I want to thank Rodney from Gay Dads, who put us in touch with Martin, who said, Gina, read this. Read it, was like, right, put me in contact right now. Martin's amazing. Jason's amazing. I cannot wait for us to chat to them later tonight.
So today, this week is all about Radiothon week, and we are sort of coming to an end of that. But we need Joy to stay on air, and it doesn't just run on air.
No,
we need
doesn't.
Our lovely audience right now to dig deep and sign up. And how can they sign up, Gina?
They can sign up by just simply going to joy.org.au. You can just sign up online. It is super easy to do it. You can even call the desk. We've got people on the desk where you can call.
Yeah, 1-300-JOY-949. And we've got cash being thrown at us.
Oh, my goodness.
Our lovely guest, Kathy, is throwing cash at us. So sign up on Radiothon, joy.org.au. You're listening for Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
No.
It is Family Matters on Joy 94.9, normally my favourite hour of radio, but this week it's tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 8:30, the Hour of Power, where all donations in that hour get doubled, would you believe?
Doubled?
Yes.
So that's like if I donated $10.
Guess what? It's $20. And Beck, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no worries, Dave. Thanks for having me.
That was a good show, actually. I learned a little bit about football.
I know.
Hawthorn football. I might have found a team.
Oh, Matt's lovely.
Yeah.
He's got great hair.
He does have good hair.
Yeah. You know, I'm weak in the face of good hair. Anyway, back to this show.
Beck, memberships. How can people sign up today?
They
this
can.
1 hour, right now.
Right now,
yep.
The best thing to do is go to our website, joy.org.au, or you can go old school and phone 1300-JOY-949.
Nice work. Now, our theme for Radiothon Week, and we've heard it all across the week, is about how we still need joy.
Yes.
And what joy means to us. Now, 300 volunteers, we're all volunteers here, Jenna. What does joy mean for you?
Joy means to me, like, we had some major things happen during the week. We had a vigil by Pink Wolves organised, yep, for the stuff that was happening in Chechnya. All the Ida Hobbit events that happened. Some of you lovely people got to meet the governor at the start of the week. So many big stories happened, and you wouldn't see them anywhere on any other news network, any other sort of media outlet. You heard those stories here. And we need somewhere to celebrate our stories, but also hear the stuff that's affecting us day to day, like the stuff that's happening in Chechnya, like the events that are happening for Ida Hobbit. So that's why I think we still need joy. We still are not across any of the media outlets. We don't need something as big and as awful as Orlando to make regular, you know, free-to-air kind of news. And that's why we still need joy.
And Beck, you're one of Joy's famous allies.
Famous.
Mm. What does joy mean to you, Beck?
Well, I think that's exactly it. Is for me, it's about learning things. I think sometimes as a straight person, it's very easy to decide what we think the LGBTI community needs us to do.
Mm.
And for me, joy is about me constantly learning. Like every single time I come in here, I hear another story and I learn something new and I learn about something that I need to approach in a different way or I need to say in a different way. So I think it's really – a lot of it's about learning and education that happens through stories. Like I think of some of the people that, you know, I've been here for 12 months and the
– Happy birthday,
thank
by
you.
The way.
I was waiting for a
gift. A little girl's growing up.
If I added up all the people I've spoken to in the last 12 months and all the stories and, you know, there's nowhere else that you get that.
No.
We have had a membership, too.
Have we?
Have we?
We have.
Where's our sound effect?
We have had.
Who is it, Beck? Tell us. I'm excited.
It's quite a round of applause.
Deserves it.
We have had a membership from James from Caulfield. So, and the message is, so he's signed up for membership to the Family Matters team. Thank you for being like a second family to my team and I, and thank you for the amazing support we always receive from you. You are unbelievably beautiful souls. Love, James, and the Proud to Play team.
Oh, I love those
and we
guys.
Love Proud to Play.
Thank you.
Proud to Play have a big trivia night tomorrow night. And funnily enough, I'm not sure why they've come to this decision, but Beck and I are the hosts.
We are.
Can I just say, knowing you two were the hosts, I ran out and bought 8 tickets. We have a table of 8 to heckle.
They're hoping to raise a lot of money tomorrow night, so literally anything could happen with Dave and I at the helm.
Yep.
They sold out. And are you two up for bribes? Can people donate and make a bribe? No.
We're pretty ethical and we've got a lot of integrity here. But you know what? Chocolates gets me every time.
I was going to say yes. I was just going to be like, look, if you're a good-looking bloke, David, I'll give you what you want, let's be honest.
Well,
we both have the same weakness.
Now, David, can we ask you, what do you think we still need joy?
Okay, there's a few things why we need joy. Firstly, I'm similar to Beck. Beck's probably been to joy just a little bit longer than I have. But I love the environment of coming in here on a Thursday night. There's always something happening. I love that sort of safe, exciting environment. I've never been a person who's been a victim of homophobia ever in my life, really. But I still feel just that little extra safer and home at Joy. And we've got 300 volunteers here that all probably call Joy their second home. And the other reason as well, and also probably talking about our guest that's coming up in about 5 or so minutes, but regional Victoria and other areas of Australia, their only real connection to the rainbow community at times is Joy 94.9. Like, you can stream it online. You can also donate online at joy.org.au. But that's the only connection sometimes. Like, I've been in country Victoria sometimes. I've gone on my Grindr app and it's 155 kilometres away, the next person.
And he's still driven to find him.
He's got gas in the car. So
we still need Grindr. Yes. We've also had a donation of $40 from Helen from Northcote. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you very much.
Oh, go, Helen.
Go, Helen. Eleni, as you would
Eleni,
be called.
Because if you're a good Greek girl, yeah, like good you, Greek Gina. Girl.
Mm, we love course. Helen. We love Helen. We love James from Caulfield. We need more people to sign up and joy.org.au.
And you can get a family membership.
Can you?
So perfect for this show.
$124, I think it
for
is.
For a family.
Please forgive me if I got that wrong, but it is a family membership that you can get. Yeah, I think I got that number pretty good. Yeah.
But I'm sure there's lots of families yes. listening. So, yep, $124. And your family can be your kids, your dog, your cat.
Hell yeah. And also,
your houseplant.
This year, have you heard what the grand prize is for joining yes. up?
Is now, it Dave and I?
Well, you are always a prize, especially you, Beck. You're here 3 times a week on Joy. So we're very, very, very rewarded to have you here. But the prize is for someone like me who's not very good at parallel parking. It is an automatic Astra, Holden Astra, that parks itself.
Yep.
Stop it.
Stop it. So you can imagine kid drop off at yes. school. The fights that go on,
that yeah.
you could have a car that parks itself.
That would save me a lot of time because I basically park in Cheltenham because I can't park in the city. I park in Cheltenham and walk the rest of the way to Joy. I'll be here like a couple more hours early if I had a car like the Holden Astra.
The side of my car is completely scraped from one end to the other because I couldn't drive through my own bloody garage door. So if I had a Holden Astra, I would not have this problem.
Yeah, that's great.
That's exactly what you could.
But there's so many prizes. Yeah, there is, if actually. You donate $10 to Joy until June 30th, you can go into the draw to win a 9-day cruise to New Caledonia.
Do I need to swim?
Well, oh, hang on. No, but you can take Dave and I.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I feel like we just come with every prize,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, it is a combo. Yep.
Yep. And obviously, we've mentioned tomorrow morning is the Hour of Power when our generous Joy patrons, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, will be matching every
go
donation.
Go, Smithy. Go, Gazza. Doing a great job there.
Good lads. Good lads.
Now, the other thing why we need Joy is, yeah. I tell you, if you're driving, if you've got a job like mine and drive around Melbourne quite a lot, listen to music in the car, I'm going to name some names here, but Nova, Fox and Mix, your music mixes are terrible. Ooh, they are garbage. They are. They really are. Sledge. The best music in town is Joy, and we've got to keep Joy on air so we don't have the same song played 6 times in an hour. Is that right, Beck?
More Taylor Swift for Joy. That's why we need Joy.
Okay, sign up, joy.org.au. Press the renew and sign up membership button. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I can't stop the feeling and I can't stop loving this show anymore. It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
That was super weird.
I know we have a moment every show where I go a little bit off script, I guess.
We still need Joy so Dave can say weird stuff like that.
Yes, we do. How do you sign up for Joy, Beck?
Did you forget my name?
No, of course not.
Oh.
Your name is so close to my heart that I'll never forget it.
Yep. More of that coming up this hour. You can go to our website, joy.org.au, or call 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949.
That is so good. And you can win a Holden Astra. And we've got people signing up now as we speak. Beth.
Dave, we have more people signing up than come to Gina's house for Christmas. So we have received a $25 donation from Nick and Juzzy from Croydon North.
Nice work.
Great job done by all, especially Gina, my favourite. Aww.
And they've even spelt your surname right there as well, Gina. That's that's 36 letters.
Bless. And that's just the first half. We've also received a membership renewal from Ronald from St Kilda. So thank
love
you, Ronald.
You, Ronald.
To my favourite people with love from Beijing on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
P.S. listening in right now, we've gone international.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we have received a $50 donation from Karen from Melbourne. Thank you, Karen. That is Gina's lovely partner, Karen.
And love, Karen.
Love, Karen. And we have also received a membership from Zach from Clorinda. Great work from the whole team at Joy and a special squeeze to the Family Matters team.
And we are feeling that warm
I
squeeze.
Feel squeezed. Now, we have also received a really lovely message from Rodney, Jeff and Ethan Chang Cruz. Now, Rodney was one of our favourite guests that we've had on this show from Gay Dads Australia. He is an absolute legend.
Gave me some dating advice.
He did, actually.
Yeah.
That was the night you and I were going to have a child. Mm. I was going to give you my womb.
Don't.
Well, let's not relive that.
Don't tangent it up here.
Yeah, let's not. So I want to read Rodney's message because it's great. It's what Joy means to me. Joy means a lot to me and our family. We have been with Joy from the first little fold-up table setup at a boot scoot night at Melbourne Uni all those years ago. More importantly, over the years, Joy has meant hope and a voice for LGBTI people around the country. From those scared kids hiding in their rooms afraid because they are different, where they listen privately and feel not so alone, to our LGBTI elders who may be restricted in the ability to get out and about. Joy provides a way to connect the community. The support Joy has provided Rainbow families over the years has been inspiring. Joy means so many things to so many people. Our family can't imagine life without it. We will donate tomorrow morning to double the hit. If you're a Rainbow family, please donate and keep shows like Family Matters on air.
Oh,
hugs from Rodney, Jeff and Ethan, and hugs back to them too. That's lovely.
Squeeze for you guys.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
Now, it's that time.
Dave's like, whatever, Beck. We don't have time for that.
It's that time of Radiothon week where we groove into our interview, Beck. I haven't said that for a while, have I? Now, we're joined here by Marty, who's travelled all the way from the Latrobe Valley.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And Kathy from Urella, who we've just got her job title right now. It's Coordinator of Recruitment and Carer Support. Welcome.
That's right, for Family Options, which is a separate program, which Martin is one of our carers.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, Kathy, how did you meet Martin and how long ago?
Gosh, now, 2014. Is that correct, Martin?
That'll be 2013.
Oh, 2013, okay. And, well, Martin and Jason put their hands up to become carers with our program and went through the training process, the accreditation process, and they took on a child for us and have been absolutely amazing carers, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I love the love we have tonight. I actually want to go back a step, Kathy, and get you to tell us a little bit about Urella, the service, and what it is you do. Just to give us a little bit of background, I guess, about how their Martin story comes into that.
Look, I started working with Urella probably about 7 years ago, and I just could not believe this amazing program that I was working for. Urella Family Options Program, it's a statewide program and it provides family-based care to children and adults with disability. It supports the carers, it supports children and adults to live in the carer's home. And we have a fantastic team at Urella who provide case management and are able to, we provide a 24-hour on-call service. We provide care events. So it's one of my roles is to provide care events where we can get the families together, the carers together, and the children or the adults that are living with the carers to come together in a social environment, which is really just fantastic to see the interaction between all parties. And that's one of our strongest points, I think, with this program is we all work together. And as I said, we're really, as part of Urella, we're there just to support the carers and be there at the end of the line if they need any assistance through their journey.
So what are the statistics there? How many kids are out there right now in Victoria that need, sorry to put you on the spot, is there a big demand?
Australian-wide, there is approximately 43,000 kids in the foster system.
Wow.
And I think that was, I say, 2 years ago, so it might have dropped, I think, to about 41,000. But they're in the Australian foster system who need help.
So you and your partner, Jason, when did you decide and how did you decide that you wanted to start a family this way?
In one day? No, I shouldn't say that. Jason's always said that I basically went for a job and came home with a child.
Wow.
Now, some people have freaked out about that and gone, what, it didn't take long, you know, it happened straight away, they trusted you. We did go through, you know, a six-month process of assessment and stuff, but basically I had gone for extra work.
Yep.
I'm a disability support worker, but I'm a stay-at-home dad now. I have been for 2 years. So I was just going for extra work, and then I went to Urella and heard about the program. And I sort of left speaking about the Family Options program and sort of went home to Jason and said, what do you think? this is, you know, it's just you and me. It has been for 7 years. We've got a big home. What do you think? And he's like, well, let's go and see. So then we just started the option, and it just sort of snowballed from there.
Has that always been a natural to you and Jason to be helpful and to give back to the world, I guess?
I think so. Look, yeah. Jason's a social worker, so definitely we've both been disability carers, and that's sort of what I was for 6 years before sort of we looked at getting the kids. So, yeah, if you ask my friends, I've always been a helper. I'm always there. And it was it snowballed. We sort of did it as respite, as to look after him for, you know, a little while, a few days, let's see how we go. And as you guys know, it's gone to 3 years with Blake.
Yep.
And we now have permanency, and, you know, we couldn't think of our life without him or our other boys. You know, it's been permanent, and it's definitely changed our lives.
Well, we're going to learn, more about Martin and Jason's story as well, and also learn more about Urella after this. But joy.org.au, there's a big button on there on the website. It's renew or sign up now. So click on that and sign up on Radiothon Week. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Now, before we were talking with Martin, who him and his partner Jason have been foster parents for the last 3 or 4 years, is that right, Martin?
Yeah, just over 3 years, yeah.
I want to know a little bit more before we start getting on the journey of the foster children part of it. I want to know about you and Jason.
Yes, romance.
Yes. We need to know the romance part. How did you and Jason meet, and was it love at first sight?
Can you say on Family Matters that it was lust at first
yes,
sight?
Yes, you can.
You can? Oh, good, good. We met at the Market nightclub in Chapel Street, no, in Commercial Road.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. So we've been together for 10 years. We do. Jason's probably cringing now. we do tell people that we met through mutual friends, and it did turn out that I did know his flatmate. But basically, I saw him. He said, "Sit down," and I gave him a kiss. Aww. And we've been together for 10 years.
So Dave, there is hope for you at the Peel.
There is,
yeah. Yes. And you can just tell people you met through mutual friends.
I think every relationship I've been in, I've said I've met with through mutual friends. There might be a little application on your phone that might be the responsible for that. When did you and Jason start talking about the potential of having a family? Was it really early on that the family was an option?
No, it was probably discussed, say probably about 5 years. We've discussed it. Jason never thought that he never considered marriage. He never considered kids because he was gay. So it never crossed his mind. I, on the other hand, I was one of five kids. Mum was a good Christian woman. So when I came out to Mum when I was 19, she said that, sorry for this, she said, I sort of came out and she goes, look, I'm probably upset that you won't be able to have kids, but you'll be able to get married one day and maybe you can adopt. My mum died the October of that year. So for me, that's always stuck to my head, that a woman of faith, and I had a minister for a grandfather, said, you know, one day I'll be able to do it. So Jason's come into the relationship with me going, you know, maybe one day, and we've looked at overseas adoption and all that sort of stuff. And then it just sort of, I think things happen for a reason. And so I think going to Urella, finding out the family options, getting Blake, and then the other two kids, there's been reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just happened. We were ready then. You know, we've had a nice, you know, couple life. We lived in Geraldton and we had weekends away and all that sort of stuff. They're a little bit different now. We have to go to a Big Four because it has to have a jumping pillow.
Yes,
and things like that. They don't sort of, you know, happen as much. We definitely don't have late nights. I think tonight's going to be my latest night in a long time. And the boys are all up listening, so they're all excited.
You know, kids.
Hi, boys. And so, yeah, they normally go to bed at 8, so they're probably all sitting on the bench listening, going, yes, we get to stay up. Blake did want to watch Flash, so he's probably a bit upset that he's not watching that and he's listening to me instead. So, look, life's very, very different now, but I wouldn't change it, you know. It's happened for a reason, and I think Jason's very happy. Like, we've been engaged since 23rd of May 2009. And Jason asked me, it was all things that he never thought would happen. You know, I had hoped, and I was part of Equal Love sort of when we lived down here. And then sort of he's just, He says he just goes with the flow. You know, nice. I sort of say, how about, you know, looking at fostering another child, and then that sort of happened at, like, say, 2 o'clock, and then at 3:30 we had a phone call, and then we ended up with Cheeky Chops, which is the third one we currently have.
Cheeky Chops, 4 years old?
Yes, exactly, and that sort of that conversation happened at 2, and he came at 6:30.
Wow.
So he's very used to me just going, okay, let's go.
that's great.
Yeah, he did say that I have to sort of stop now, and someone said we should get a bigger house, and Jason's just like, no, if I get a bigger house, Martin, we want to fill the room.
Yeah, so if he keeps you contained.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He thinks
it's like those goldfish that you keep in small bowls so they don't grow.
Exactly. That's what he thinks it should be, all right. So we've got a 5-seater car. If we get anything bigger, then I can put something else in it.
I like
it. Or another child.
Yeah. Or just some nice shoes.
We have a cat and a dog, and one of our other boys wants another dog. So we'll probably end up with a farm, but that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Now, I want to know a little bit about the journey of Blake coming to live with you guys, because you mentioned obviously you went for the job and you came home with the child.
Yeah.
I imagine there was a little bit of process in there. Did Blake come to live with you straight away, or how did that all progress?
No, so we had to go through an assessment process to see if we were able to foster and you know, if we're good people and if we'd be able to deal with trauma, because a lot of the kids in regards to fostering, there are trauma-related things. So you sort of there is a bit of training and courses and stuff, which is really, really good and beneficial. You have to go through interviews, and they have to interview friends and people that know that you've dealt with kids and things like that. So it's a good 6-month process.
Well, Kathy's giving you the big thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. and we also provide free training
as absolutely.
Well. Yeah,
Kathy, is there a lot of same-sex couples trying to foster through Urella?
They're not, but we would love some more.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't. Martin and Jason are the only ones that we're aware of. And look, I think, you know, what they have achieved, and you know, the way they've opened their house, and the way they support Blake and the other two, they've provided such a safe and stable, loving environment, and you know. In the small time, I have noticed such a big difference in Blake. I remember when I first met you and Blake, and you told me the story, and please tell these guys the story about his bedroom. He'd never had a bedroom before, you know. It's a lot of things that we take for granted, you know, and these guys, oh, you feel like crying now. these guys have actually, you know, been able to teach him, you know, to be able to wash himself, go to the toilet, you know, use cutlery. He's never used cutlery before. It's all these sort of stuff that, you know, everyday life things that we just, as I said, take for granted. And Martin and Jason have put in those hard roads, and they've taught him how to speak and taught him just, you know, I think just the fact that he's has gone from a special developmental school to a Bryagalong primary school is amazing. Absolutely amazing, isn't it?
You know,
it's a wonderful story.
So did you start, Martin, by just getting to know Blake, or how did the process go?
That's how the process goes. So we basically met him, and the poor kid sort of came into a table of 7 people when he was dropped off and sort of came in, and that was he was staying at a residential care home. But it was the first time that I knew there was more to him. We're basically told he was non-verbal and had an ID, and there was, you know, behaviours. He liked to run away and climb and hit and all that sort of stuff. But I'd done a bit of sign language through disability. So he was just stared at me, and I said, "Hi, how are you?" in sign language. And he just looked back at me and said, "Good, thanks." And Jason just went, "He understood you." And I went, "Well, I've worked at disability, and sometimes a lot of us sort of use sign when just working with kids. So you're like, you know, let's see what he's picked up." So it was a month of getting to know him. So he'd come up for an hour after school, and you know, then weekends, and then nights, and stayed over. And then basically a month after we sort of got to know him, he was asked if he wanted to come and stay longer. He said yes, we were cool with that. And then from there, sort of the first month, he went from 5 words to 25 words. And we used a lot of sign language to get him started, you know, asking for juice and things like that, and asking for more. And, you know, he just – and so as he developed with the sign, he used sort of more of that, more sort of words. He uses a lot of words, a lot of sign, a lot of mime. And he's come a long way. He's now in grade 5 at mainstream school. He's not grade 5 level, but he's in grade five. He plays football. His social skills are huge.
Wow.
And he probably does talk as much as I do.
Now, you've mentioned football.
Yes.
Now, Beck and I are massive football fans. Who does Blake follow?
Now, Blake follows Essendon.
I'm very happy about that.
Yes,
I am really...
And Jason was as well, and I wasn't. So we sort of,
I feel like you got something to tell us. You're not a bomber, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, yeah. But you've got all your teeth.
But he has got moccasins on, have you noticed?
No, they're falsies. No, so it's worked out really interesting because Jason's Essendon and I'm Collingwood, and we said, no, we wouldn't push him into it. But Blake, the first game we ever took Blake to was a St Kilda Essendon match. And of course, Jason had all the colours, so he wanted to wear Jason's. Then he met Skeeter, and that was it. So he's been Essendon ever since. A little dude who is our middle child, and he's 9. He's a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, you got
so
one.
We have two each. And then recently, and Jason will be cringing to this, that yesterday we went out and we looked at some shirts and I said, plain or the bird? The bird, the bird. Plain or the bird? The bird.
That's
and surprisingly,
not fair.
No.
Cheeky Chops, which is our 4-year-old, he decided to go with the bird for some reason. So,
oh,
so now we have three Collingwood supporters. So we're really happy. But the boys do play for Bryagelong Bombers.
Ah.
So there's been a bit of dilemma where I do have now a Bombers jacket and it says, you know, and that's a really hard thing for a Collingwood, you know, supporter.
But Mark,
and
we celebrate diversity.
I know we do. And
that's
why
we need joy.
And I am celebrating it and, you know, really well at home. I have my red and black stuff. I just only wear it on the weekends.
Yeah, when no one's looking. Yeah, no. Just in secret. We all have our thing.
Yeah, we do.
Now, I imagine... Initially, was there some real challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the whole nurturing thing. Like where our boys have come from, is a different place. There's a bit of trauma, and you know, Blake was 8. Little dude was 8, and you expect 8-year olds to be able to do their own toileting and do their own showering and do cutlery and things like that. So it was just learning things like that, and teaching them and being patient. So there's a lot of patience.
Mm.
But the biggest thing with boys and our 3 boys have ASD, so autism spectrum disorder, is talking literally, that's better, literally. Things like, you know, pull your socks up, well, I don't have them on. You know, hop to it, and I had Blake hopping down, and I'm like, no, I just mean hurry up. And there's a lot more, and it's just, it's very funny that you have to sort of watch what you say, because you go, no, I don't, I know what you're
I
doing.
I know what that's it, what
yeah,
it sounds
yeah, I know
like,
what
yeah.
I said, but this is what it means. So you pull your head in, and it's like, okay, you can stretch it out, it's okay. So you sort of have to get used to the fact that the 3 boys are literal thinkers, you know, and you can end up with some funny cases.
Now, our theme for Radiothon is that we need joy, and by the sounds of it, we probably need more people like Martin as well. We're doing a great job with being a fantastic foster parent. It is Radiothon week, so I've got to give a plug. You've got to get on to the website and sign up your membership or renew your membership on joy.org.au, or you can phone the desk 1300 JOY 949. We'll be back in a moment to talk more with Martin and Kathy as well from Urella. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
I was doing so well. Support Joy this radiothon. Become a member or donate at joy.org.au. We still need joy.
This is why we need joy, because I love the bad live reads.
Yeah, that's
You're
right.
listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck.
Yeah, well,
Joy 94.9.
Not sure about that Beck part. She might be dumped by the other night.
Next week it might just be Michelle, Adrian, Gina, Dave and that girl that used to do the live reads.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right. Martin, Kathy, feel free to chime in at any time. You're probably better than us on the old mic.
Now, we have had some more memberships.
Have we?
Yep, we've had one from Lyndon from Elwood. We have... We have had a message from Alan. Loving the show, Family Matters. So great to hear the foster parent journey tonight. Inspirational. Yeah. We still need
thank
joy.
You.
Thanks, Alan.
A capital I for inspirational.
Yes, so that means it's more inspirational.
Now, our theme... We still need joy.
We still need Joy.
We got another message there, Beck.
Oh, well, this is from Angie Green. So proud of Joy and to be part of it with Spang tonight. Me and Dad have signed up. And she sent that message to Posh, which is you, Dave.
Thank you. Now, our theme, obviously, for Radiothon is We Still Need Joy. So a question to you, Martin.
Yes.
Travelling from the country, why do we still need joy?
I think it's great to be... I grew up in a place called the Upper Yarra Valley in the 70s. I'm that old.
Don't show your age, man.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I'm used to it now. 70s, 80s. So I felt very, very alone coming out. Now, I came out when I was 17, and that was because I'd moved to the city, but there was no way that I was going to definitely come out at home. And, you know, and it was discovering what was going on. I think having joy and the fact that you can stream to the country is so important for information and what's going on for everybody. Jason and I lived in Geraldton, so we used to stream Joy when we lived there for a year. So just to keep track of what was going on in our community and all that sort of stuff. So look, definitely Joy has a place in our heart, and definitely I think it's a fantastic thing for countries like well, so I shouldn't say countries, or the country, Latrobe, Wellington, Shire, where I come from, because there's a lot of people out there, and you know, letting them know what's going on and how good our community really is.
And they can listen to Family Matters every Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
What a great crew.
Yeah, we are the best ones.
I'm coming back. No.
Yeah.
And, Kathy, you seem to be enjoying your time here at Joy at the moment. Why do we still need Joy?
Look, and I've become a bit of a regular listener, I have to say, through Martin. Thank you, Martin.
That's okay.
For introducing me to Joy. I also, my first cousin is in a same-sex relationship, and he's a very important part of my life. And so, you know, I just, and I enjoy the music. They don't play the same songs all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, it's lovely. It's interesting to talk. The talkback shows and the, you know, the just you guys break me up, you know, the way you were talking before. And,
oh, stop.
No, just,
we do like to meet the fans though,
it's
don't we?
It's light,
Dave?
You know, and it's entertaining.
And, yeah. But you still learn something. That's
of course
what I
you
love
do.
About
that was
it.
The other
you
thing.
Know, it's,
yeah.
The stories are so amazing. And tonight is no different. Martin, we have so many other questions we want to ask you. So we're going to try and fit as much as we can in the next few minutes.
Okay.
I want to know, so obviously you started the journey with Blake.
Yep.
How do you go from Blake to now having the three boys at home?
We decided, so we had Blake for 2 years, and what we decided was we would try respite again. So just looking after a child that needed some help for a, you know, a weekend or a couple of weeks, and again put our hands up. And that's when little dude came at 8 years old. Little dude's just passed his first anniversary. And it's some of the situations that they're in or they come from. That, you know, they might not be able to go back home, and that sort of stuff. And we just sort of, we've clicked with him and even with our new member of our family, which is Chicky Chops, and he only, again, came for 2 weeks. It's been 6 weeks. And what we know that he'll definitely be with us until October. And it's a situation, they just need a loving, safe environment. And that's what we give. You know, they've all got their challenges because all our boys have special needs. But it's, I believe, do I believe in fate? I believe that things happen for a reason. And you know, every time that I've mentioned, let's look at getting somebody else, it's normally happened. Little dude came within 2 days. Cheeky Chops came that night. And so it's meant to be. You know, it's meant to be. And the boys get on like brothers. So, you know, they have fantastic days. And we have the days where we're all sitting in the car and they don't want them on MySpace and get off MySpace and, you know, that's mine and stop following me. And but
they're
again,
a normal family.
Oh, yeah, such a normal family.
it's lovely.
We just wouldn't have it any other way. We just love it.
And, Kathy, I guess from the perspective of Urella, what support do you provide to people after they take on children? I imagine you don't just go, here's this kid,
no,
good luck.
We don't. And, look, carers are provided with lots of support. As I said before, we've got a team and we're there for 24/7. And it's our team. We're just not a call service that they can, you know, they can call one of us if they've got a problem or they need to discuss anything. But can I just go back a step and say that, you know, it doesn't happen. And sort of Martin's just sort of saying, oh, look, you know, he just arrived. But it doesn't really, you know, there's a lot of matching going on. Yeah. And you have to be the right person, you know. So these guys were the perfect match for Blake. And that's, you know, so it didn't happen just by accident, did it? You know, and I think, you know, there are probably a number of reasons, you know, why you put your hand up to do this sort of thing. But there's, you know, we're looking for carers all the time, you know, and carers can come from a range of backgrounds. They can be single, they can be same sex, they can be married, they can be retired, they can have a big family. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the right match. And your Family Options Program really put in a lot of work to make sure that they are the right match.
Yeah.
And because, of course, when you introduce a child and a family, you don't want to be saying, oh, this is not going to work. And have to, you know, separate that situation. So, you know, we got it right with Martin and Jason, and we're very proud of the way that they're, you know, supporting and providing this environment.
In your eyes, Kathy, are Martin, Jason, heroes for doing?
Oh, they are.
It sounds they are. So.
They are.
They might not. They might not see it that
job.
Way. Yeah.
No, but it is. If you read the story,
yep.
you know, of what they've done with Blake, and as I said before, we have carer events, and so I managed to catch up with Blake, and it's just amazing the difference in him from day one to now. It's just, you know, I take my hat off to you.
Thank
I really do. You're doing an amazing job, both
of you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm feeling very, very humble.
Yeah, especially in the day of the world right now, to get people to give a little can be challenging. And Martin and Jason have given so much more than that.
Oh,
and
look, actually, that's right.
Not only are they just they're changing three separate lives right now.
Yeah, they are. And look, I know, you know, people say it's a very rewarding thing to be a carer, and it is because you know, it's the little things that you get back from these children. You know, the fact that, you know, just being able to see Blake use cutlery now.
Oh.
I mean, it's like Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see these little changes in life. It is. It really does. It you know, really gets to you and gets to those heartstrings because you see the difference you guys are making.
Thank
you know,
you. All our boys are cafe boys, and you know, I sort of brought a bit of the city to sort of the country.
Oh, lovely.
You probably wouldn't have tried it initially to take them, but they've learnt, and we go to, you know, certain cafes, and they've got beautiful manners, and their please and thank yous, and their cutlery's in the right way, and when they're finished, when they're resting. And it was just, you know, something I learnt from my mum that we sort of pushed onto the boys, but the boys are good.
And there's ongoing training too. Mm. You know, if there was a situation where Martin and Jason needed some more training or you know, that's what your other Family Options Program are about, to actually send them to do another course or, you know, there's so much information out there on autism that we can help them with. So, you know, that's a positive as well moving forward, that we're always there with them on the journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, stay here until 9 because I seriously can talk to Kathy and Martin until midnight, I reckon. They're so interesting. Well, we can, yes.
Okay.
You've only got a 3-hour drive home or something. Yeah,
yeah. We might need tissues, though. So.
Jason, I'm staying in the city, all right?
It is Radiothon week and we still need Joy. You can simply jump on the website joy.org.au and press the renew or sign up button, or you can phone the desk 1300-JOY-949. It is Radiothon. Happy Radiothon week. It is Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. Nicholslaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.